In the German city of Erfurt today, a gunman entered a school and killed 17 people before turning a gun on himself. The assailant was identified as a former student at the school. Reporter Elisa Roth is in Berlin, and she joins us now. Elisa, first, can you walk us through just what happened today in Erfurt?
Well, police are still figuring out exactly what happened, but it appears that the 19-year-old gunman, a former student of the school, walked in and opened fire with a rifle and a handgun, killing some 17 people, mostly teachers, but also students and a police officer. At some point during the day, he barricaded himself into a classroom where police say he eventually shot himself. Shortly after the first shots were fired, the school was evacuated, but about 20 students remained holed up in a classroom upstairs, and they stayed there for several hours until the police commandos raided the building. When they walked in, they found the school building was literally littered with bodies. They were in the hallways, they were in bathrooms. And police are, initial reports suggested that there were actually two gunmen. Police have yet to find any evidence of a second gunman, but they are still looking.
What are German police saying about the gunman?
They have not said very much yet. They know that he had been expelled from the school. They think that he was upset because he had been expelled and therefore was not allowed to take the final exam that would then qualify him to take the university entrance exams. In fact, initial reports are suggesting that the first classroom he walked into was a math class where students were taking a practice for this test and said something to the effect of, "I'm not taking this with you," before opening fire.
Mm. This type of school violence, sadly, is familiar to us here in the United States. Several such incidents have happened. Is it new for Germany?
It is quite new for Germany. There was an incident this winter where a young man who had been fired went and shot his bosses and then went back to his vocational high school and shot the principal and a teacher. But really, this is really unusual. This is a very peaceful society. People are really in shock over this.
When such things happen in the United States, they inevitably lead to discussions of whether the gun control laws are tight enough. How hard is it to get a gun in Germany?
It is very difficult to get a gun in Germany. In fact, by total coincidence, the lower house of parliament was debating a bill today as this incident was taking place about whether or not to tighten them even further. The new law would make it necessary to have a license in order to have an air gun. But even somebody who wants a gun just to hunt with or for sport, you have to go through a background check that can take as long as a year. If you want to shoot for sport, you have to belong to a club and have a police-issued license. It's really hard to get a gun.
But there are unlicensed guns in Germany, aren't there?
Well, of course. There are about 10 million legally owned registered guns, and police estimate that there are probably two times that many illegally owned guns. But in a country of 82 million people, that's not very many.
Elisa Roth, reporting from Berlin.